Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning my guest is Bill Wilson, the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Abbey Carpet and Floors and Floors to Go. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Kemp.
It's good to talk to you. I know you're winding down on your annual convention in Tampa. It looks like you've had great weather. I think that you got a half day of trade show today and it's over, right?
Yes, that's correct. Our northern members have really enjoyed the weather. You're right about that.
All right. How many members did you have come in attendance this year?
We had just over, I'd say, about half of the membership this year. And looking forward to changing up timing next year to make it a little easier for more of our members to attend.
So did you have a conflict with spring break?
Yes. Yeah, a lot of spring break conflict from, you know, families traveling and cost to get down here in sunny Florida for spring break. They tend to jack up those airline tickets this time of year.
So what was the tone of the membership?
Very energetic this year. We had talked to our members about our events, and they made some suggestions. We listened to those suggestions and brought a lot more energy to the whole convention, starting with general session Thursday morning all the way through today with our sip and shop, which is kind of like a sale bazaar, if you will, selling products, mm-hmm. specials, and that sort of thing. So kick that off this morning with even some Bloody Marys and mimosas.
Sounds good. So I understand that Tim Balcom did the keynote. Tell me a little bit about that.
He did. Great presentation, really connected with the membership and tied together the supplier side with the member side, and just how important the retailers are to their business, obviously. But really tying that into our relationships with products and of course the staff there at Shaw.
And I understand the theme of his talk was growth mindset. In other words, if you think it will happen, you can make it happen, right?
That's correct, yes.
I guess I always have to ask, how's Phil's doing?
Phil is a road warrior. He has been with this company and owned the company since the 80s. He still has the passion for the membership. He's doing well. He was on the exhibit floor yesterday for a good portion of the day, our Florida Aquarium party last night. So always wanting to get out there and talk with the members and the suppliers. It's great to see him, you know, out and about and looking in good shape.
Well, I know one of the big goals for Abbey is to support their members with programs and, you know, merchandising and websites. Anything new in that area this year?
Yeah, certainly the marketing side of what we provide to our members has grown each year. It's becoming just as important to attend convention for the marketing side of things and the merchandising side of things. We're building a lot of new tools. We're building some software in-house that is helping us with a proprietary program for lead solutions, being lead capture and lead management. So that was a big push this year. A lot of our members are seeing the value in the digital tools and how they're bringing customers to their website and ultimately into their stores. So we've had a solid day and a half now of members re-energized with our digital side of things, and they're signing up for our programs. And they're finding a lot of support in that. So we're pretty excited to continue that growth.
Who are your partners on some of that digital services that you offer?
We are partnered with Roomvo for several of our, obviously, website initiatives, being the online catalog, you know, product listings, that sort of thing, to now a customizable version of that, which will really help the members narrow down what's on their visualizer on their website to what they actually carry right in their store. So they were really excited about that. As far as the other digital services, you know, which are the Google suite of services, mm-hmm. we manage that internally. You know, we don't have a partner for that. We take care of that as a department, as well as the social media engagement side of things, which is really growing in interest and importance.
Any new products this year worth mentioning?
In our brand showcase there, I think they were showing 18, 19 new product lines, different displays, and again, that's not really my area, but I know that a lot right. of our members have been over there. They're working the brand showcase pretty heavily just because that's where we show all that new product and updates to existing successful programs for sure.
You know, I talked to Janice Clifton out in Napa last year after your meeting in Las Vegas, and she was telling me that you'd put some focus in the hardwood area and added some new products in hardwood last year. I just was wondering if there were any trends going on in product, you know, might be worth mentioning.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of activity from some of our hardwood suppliers. Even this morning at a sale that's going on down the hallway from where I am now, they seem to be quite busy. I see a lot of hardwood deals happening and some excitement surrounding that, where what we've heard during the show and from suppliers, there's been a nice shift back towards hardwood and kind of a resurgence in that segment.
Yeah, so your meeting usually goes East Coast, West Coast. You were East Coast, Tampa this year. Where do you meet next year?
Yes, we are going to be in Florida again next year. We're going to be in Fort Lauderdale, a new Omni Hotel, which is built and connected to the convention center. Really, really convenient. We will have it several weeks earlier than the timing this year, just to hopefully avoid some of that spring break overlap.
All right. Bill, I appreciate you spending time with us, and tell us a little bit about the Abbey and Floors2Go Go meeting. Again, been talking to Bill Wilson, the Executive Vice President with Abbey Carpet and Floors and Floors2Go, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.